Millennials are staying single and getting divorced less. This is Single Married Divorced. I'm Eric Rung, and I am single.
I'm Tom McGuire, and I'm happily married.
I'm Allison Collins, and I'm happily divorced.
And I'm the idiot millennial, Kevin Powell. Representing the most hated generation in the history of generations.
They're ruining everything.
Well, we are off to a great start. That, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Powell, you hear him all the time on WGN Radio. Kevin, thanks so much for being with us.
I'm honored. Thanks for having me. This is awesome.
Yeah. So, we are going to have you fill some pretty big shoes here. You are speaking for an entire generation.
Yeah, full of a bunch of idiots, right? According to the other generations.
A voice with of a generation.
Voice of a joke, God. Oh God!
But this is some good news. Let's take a look at the source here. Tinder found that 72% of millennials that they surveyed have made the conscious decision to stay single. First of all, are you single?
I am single. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, dating yeah. or
no? I mean, it's sort of, kind of, a not. Yeah. I fit that percentage right there. I am more focused on the career and things like that rather than actually diving into a full blown relationship.
And your friends all in the same boat?
No, it's starting to trickle out of that. I'm 29, so a lot of my friends are like 28, 29, 30, 31. And most of my friends, over the past couple of years, I've been so many damn weddings.
Oh, you're in wedding season, buddy.
I only had like one wedding this past year, which was unbelievably awesome, because the previous years I had been to like 25, maybe even 30 weddings over the past 3 or 4 years. So I would say by now people are kind of getting, like, when you start like seeing like 30 around the corner, people start like, all right, let's go, let's get this thing going here, you know. So, but I'm not even that's not even on my radar yet.
The people that are getting married, are they people that have been dating the same person for a long time, or are they finally, they see somebody and all of a sudden it's like, ooh, 30's here, we should get married?
I would say for the most part, it's because, like I said, they got married probably when they were like 28, 29, and most of them, like one of them, the one wedding I went to, they had been together for like ever, like since even, I think, right after high school, basically. But for most of them, it was like a couple years pop, okay, you meet when you're like 27, 26, 25 even, and then you date for a year or two, and then boom, you get married. But I will say this, like once people get married, they're like, we're having kids. You know what I mean? Like it's because people
right
put
away,
it off.
Because
people put it off. You know what I mean? So like, my parents got married so young, like so many other generations before us had. Like, I think my mom was like 21 and my dad was like 23, but they waited till like 7 or 8 years to have kids. So now people prolong the relationship, but then don't wait as long to have kids, at least from what I've seen. It's like, okay, let's wait till like 28, 29, 30 to get married, because then you have your whole 20s. But then it's like, all right, let's get to business the second we get married.
That's interesting. My parents did the same thing, though. They got married fairly young, but they also waited, I think, 6 years after they got married.
It's the same concept, right? Let's get married, let's live our life, quote, and let's have some fun, right. Let's do some stuff together, and then settle down and have kids. It's kind of the same thing. I think millennials are just more of a, let's do it on our own terms and single a little bit here, you know? So I think it's kind of the same concept. It's just the whole, when is that marriage benchmark hit you? Is it early 20s or is it closer to 30 now? And I think it's closer to 30 now for a lot of people.
And that's one of the reasons they talk about the divorce rate here too when it comes to millennials, is they saw an 18% drop in younger marriages.
Because We did something right.
I was going to say, yeah. I mean, you guys are the
They ruined divorce.
Hey, spin zone. I love it.
But millennials are probably the most maligned generation.
No question about it. We couldn't move out because we ate too many avocados. I mean, the spin zones that I see in the news are just simply, most of the stereotypes will tell you are not even close to being accurate.
Right.
Okay? They're
but
not.
These ones are right on, though, huh?
Yeah, the good ones are right on,
really,
of course.
These aren't really stereotypes.
That's how it is now. If you hear news that you like, it's real news.
Right.
The news that you hate is fake news. That's keep
exactly.
that and write that down.
Well, that's our motto actually at WGN.
No, that's not like our motto. Let's be very clear. That is not our news philosophy here at WGN. For some people in the public eye, it is.
But well, Allison got married young.
Yeah,
You were 25. 24.
Yeah, it was like a week before I turned 25.
Okay.
Now, she said that she was too young at that time. So
we're doing the right thing. Why were you? What when you say you thought you were too young? Why? What makes you think that way? And
well, I wasn't in the profession that I ended up wanting to be in. Like, I hadn't fully developed as, you know, as an individual. And then I got married, and we had kids pretty fast, too.
Yeah. See, the thing for me is my situation is a little unique because, well, I guess it's not completely unique, but, I mean, Eric's in this industry, like, full-time in media. It's weird hours. It's long hours. It's crazy hours. It's holidays. I was in a pretty serious relationship when I used to produce the morning show at WGN Radio Cochrane. That's a 2 a.m. wake-up call. That's going to bed at 8 o'clock. That's being grumpy and tired. That's not easy to be in a relationship in a situation like that, especially at, like, a young age when you're trying to, like, be active and go out and have fun and all those sorts of things. For me, that's the biggest thing right now for me is that I am strictly just dialed in on my job and getting better at it, you know, doing more things. And the thought of having to say no to an opportunity is what also keeps me away from it. Like, if work was like, hey, we got a great opportunity, you get to host a show for like 2 hours Friday night. And I had to say no because I had a date night plan with a girlfriend. So do I piss her off or do I say no to work and an opportunity? So that, for me, that's the biggest thing is potentially having to say no to an opportunity at work. I mean, yeah, sounds a little selfish right now, but why not?
Yeah, the right girl is going to say, do the show.
You're right.
The right
you're
girl
right,
says,
you're
do
right,
the show.
Right. But the thought of it, you know what I mean? I don't even want to have that on my conscience.
No, I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I have been in relationships that where it is a problem. Because I actually, the one woman I dated, I work was sending me out of town. I had to go cover a huge protest up in Madison, Wisconsin, and I was going away for the weekend. I was all excited. I mean, this is
and
huge
she was
news.
A letdown.
And she said, "Well, just tell me you can't go."
Right, but that's the essence of the job. Like, if you get asked to go to do for example, they call me when Loyola got to the Final Four. Like, do you want to go to the Final Four? I goes, of course I want to go to the Final Four. Of course I'll cover it for the station. What if I? And that was right around. Like Easter, like what if I had a girlfriend there and she was pissed at me that I had to go cover the Final Four? I, you know, I wanted to go enjoy it and do a good job and cover it and things like that. I
mean, gentlemen,
I'm not making it out.
Back to my other point, both of these, that hypothetical girl and this real lady, female woman, are doing it again. Then you're with the wrong person.
You're right.
Like if Beth and I had some big major plans. And Stephanie, our boss, was like, McGuire, Cochran's down. We need you for the morning drive, which is bound to happen any day. And I said, Beth, and she would say, obviously, don't worry about our plans. Go and do it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're with someone who doesn't understand, you get like you're a news hound. If you get to go cover some giant story and she's like, yeah, but we had dinner plans. Like then obviously break up because she's not the right one for you.
I think that's why I tend and have dated people that are around this business, just because it's easier and they understand.
You have, huh?
I have, yes.
Give us the list.
I can tell you some stories.
Well, in a lot of different markets. So, this is, it's not market exclusive by any means.
Not the juicy Chicago local media scene here from Eric. This is good.
But I just find it easier because then I don't have to explain why I'm...
Just avoid the whole situation altogether.
Exactly.
Well, Kevin, Katie Kirk would get it. She would get it.
As your fake mother figure,
who's 4 years older than me or 3 years older? I mean,
you're the best. Thanks. Yeah, that's right. There's all these guys now that I'm dating that are like late 30s, early 40s, and they're like, you know, we focused on our career for so long, and now we want to get married and have kids right away.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, that's kind of how it is. Like, I want to get to a place where I feel pretty comfortable. You're never really going to feel completely comfortable in the media business, but at least to a spot where you're like, okay, maybe now I can, like, settle down.
But they're like they're setting the bar pretty low. Like, you seem nice and okay, you know. I would marry you and get kids right now.
Just, oh, I see what you mean.
Like,
you, so
like
instead of like falling into true like love, it's like, who is serviceable for me to provide a child? who's available? Who's available to breed with me?
How wide are those hips?
Right.
Very.
Right. Very. That's a good point, though. I mean, I don't want to think of it that way. That's another part of it. I mean, this is going to sound cheesy, but I do want to have, like, the full-blown, you know, love your wife and dedicate time to her and be good to her and all that.
I'm not saying not to focus on your... I'm just saying...
You shouldn't set the bar low just strictly for breeding purposes, I guess. Well, just sounds like some of those guys, that's all they're thinking about.
Yeah, but and you're saying, though, that most men that you're going out with at this point in their lives are like, I'm done dating. This is what I need right now, right?
Right. They're feeling like this clock, I think, you know, ticking down. And they're like, well, I need to have kids now if I'm going to have kids. And I've always pictured myself with kids, so.
That is the one thing. I don't want to wait too long. Next thing I know, it's going to be like, you know. You know.
Well, as a guy has a little more flexibility.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't mean.
Right. But you also need to be able to attract people that are childbearing age.
Right. The youth is fun for a lot of different reasons. You know, the one thing that's helped me is I have three siblings and. My older brother has already provided my parents with three grandkids.
Oh, that's huge.
That's massive.
That's huge.
I mean, that's all my parents care about, rightfully so, is their grandkids. Like, I don't even exist to them anymore. And that's fun. I'll just stay out of the, you know, I'll stay in the shadows for a while here while you play with the grandkids. My sister got married.
There's a single tear going down Kevin's eye, right, out of Kevin's eye.
Okay, I swear. I'm totally okay with this whole scenario. My parents still love me, I swear. But it has taken a lot of heat off me.
Oh,
you know, my parents never bring it up because I just basically, like, laid down. You know, my mom did the other day, are you dating anyone? And I was like, my first thought was, okay, she's obviously been gossiping with, like, you know, the neighborhood moms or something. And I was like, no, absolutely not. I'm not dating anybody, Mom. So that was like a random question from her, but I gotta investigate that Thanksgiving tomorrow. She was definitely gossiping with some people.
Does your mom try to set you up with people?
No, it's never been like that. No. She always says, well, you know, so-and-so has so-and-so for you, and they think you guys would be great together. And I'm like, not interested. You know, I just, nah.
Oh, Kevin, do you happen to be from the Northwest side?
Yes.
I bet we know a lot of the same people. I've got you pegged at Edison Park.
Well,
on a little bit
farther, Northwest Burbs. But Northwest Burbs? Do a little EP action here and there. Okay. Yeah. Northwest Burbs. But I like practically live my life in the city, though. Yeah. You know, that's where the action's at. That's where the fun's at.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, my mother will call me, though, and she'll say, oh, I met this wonderful, wonderful girl today, and she's so smart. And
so you do get that. Like, your mom tries to play the
matchmaker. I get that, but here's the kicker of it. It's like, she just graduated from the University of Iowa.
Oh, God.
It's like, Mom, do you know how old I am?
How old are you?
I'm 42.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge discrepancy.
Yeah, yeah. But no, going back to what you said about your siblings, though, when my sister...
She's majoring in art history at University of Illinois. She'll be perfect for you,
Aaron. She has daddy issues. It's going to be great.
Daddy issues. Take her to Gibson's and the Triangle. She'll love it.
But... The sibling having the child.
Yes.
Huge.
Three.
I only had one nephew, but I swear to God, before that, my mother, I don't think she cared if I was married or even dating the woman.
Yeah.
She just wanted a grandkid.
Yeah. And that's taken a lot of, I mean, not that she was ever really overbearing with it anyways, but it's definitely taken some heat off me for sure. Because that would be a bit annoying if your mom was constantly nagging you about that. So. Especially if she's trying to hook you up with people 20 years younger.
Yeah. I'm sure she was a wonderful woman.
I'm sure she is. Yeah.
Mrs. Run, don't listen to him. I think it's great, Mrs. Ryan. Keep going.
Well, Allison's mom goes the other direction, though.
20 years older. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is bad.
He's a World War II veteran.
The greatest generation.
He fought in the big one.
I like slightly cyber-stalked her, and I called her. I said, why would you set me up with someone that's 60? And she's like, you know what? He doesn't look 60. He's in very good shape.
I think the age discrepancy thing like matters more to guys than it does to females. Right? I mean, like, if I hear a guy is, like, dating someone 20 years younger than them, I think it also depends, too. Like, if a guy's 65 and she's 45 compared to, like, 45 and 25.
Right.
Because at least when you're, like, 40, you've thought about life a little bit more and you're not a complete idiot like you are when you're in your 20s. I don't know. To me, it's like when I see big age gaps, I'm like, it just doesn't feel right to me.
No, I agree. It depends on where it's on the landscape.
Yeah.
I think once you get in no offense to you, Kevin, but it's like once my rule would always be I would never date anybody under 30 ever. I mean, now.
You were in your 20s?
When I was in my 20s. But now I would not do that.
Looking for divorce moms here in their mid to late 40s.
Hey.
Eric, fresh out of college. It's a good age. good age.
Well, we've already discussed question number one, which was why are millennials staying single, which I think we covered in great detail, I would think. Right, guys?
Right. I mean, I think to sum it up, it's basically like the freedom of your 20s, have fun and career stuff. And then marriage is more of like when you get married, it's sort of like have kids. So
well, I think your friends are almost on the low end of what millennials are doing.
You do think so?
Yeah,
what do you mean by that?
I think your friends are younger than the like the averages coming
you
out.
Mid-30s is more.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And late 20s, early 30s is
could
young.
Be right. I mean, this is just a lot of people that have been in their 20s. But again, most of these millennial studies are, you know, interesting to me.
Amazing.
Well, I think like for me, it's, and I've said this before on the show, but I was like, oh, I'm probably going to be single. I'll be a bachelor. And then you meet the right person and things change, you know?
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, I'm open-minded to it. You know what I mean? If it's something kind of, I don't know, you just never know. Like, what if you met, I'm not just going to be like completely an ass just to avoid the situation if I know like there's some potential there.
Sure.
So I keep an open mind to it. I'm just not actively pursuing it. I guess that's the way I put it.
Makes sense.
When did you? When did, how
were 34.
Oh, okay.
Met when I was 29, married.
You're just
when I was
like
34.
Us millennials, man. You'd fit right in with the millennial generation.
Yeah, I really am. I kind of always have been kind of a younger, free spirit kind of guy. So
he doesn't like chain restaurants.
Loves avocados.
Love avocados.
Although you did move
avocado
to the suburbs.
I moved to Arlington Heights.
Oh, okay. You're in my hood. I'm in Wheeling, man.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Well, then, since you are a guest, one of the things we like to have our guests do is to tell us a dating story. Either from your past, one of your friends, good, bad.
Well,
hopefully entertaining.
You know, like the scene in movies we've all seen like 1,000 times, which is a ticking time bomb, right? the very tense scene in the end of a movie when a guy's like trying to stop the bomb from exploding and wiping out, you know, an entire country or something. This was sort of my situation, but I was trying to make sure that the date and I exited an Uber before she exploded in a certain way after one too many drinks, if you know what I mean.
Right.
It's so, like, things were going well. We were at a bar, and then it's like, oh my God, let's do it. Friends are at the bar. I'm like, okay, let's go see your friends. Next thing you know, like, okay, everything's fine. Then you get in the Uber, and then like you look down for a second, then you look to your right. You're like, mother of God, we've got 5 seconds to, you know, take care of this bomb here. And I was like, we were like blocks from where we were supposed to go, but I'm like, yeah, this is the spot here, Uber driver. This is definitely our spot. Pull over now. And, like, he pulled over and, you know, thank God. But the problem was solved. I didn't let the bomb go off. And, you know, I guess that's my biggest horror story, which probably isn't horrible for some people, but it was a very, because you're like, damn it, who charges for throwing up in cars? Is it cab drivers? Is it Uber? Is this going to cost me like $200 if she
pukes
up the 10 Jägermeister shots she took earlier?
10, wow, that's really good.
Whatever it was. Obviously, it was a lot.
Yeah,
but anyways, the bomb did not go off. And we got her out of the vehicle.
And then the bomb went off.
yeah.
And did you help as it was going off? Did you hold her hair back?
No, because by the time
anything?
I had gotten out of the Uber and back around, the situation had been
off.
Completed.
Oh, boy. So. Did you see this young woman again?
No, this was years ago.
Okay.
No, she was super cool, but, you know, it was just, it could have been worse. The bomb could have went off. You could have snipped the red wire instead of the blue one, and the whole thing goes off. You wipe out an entire civilization.
I mean, we could just call you MacGyver. You,
thank you for that.
You got out of that situation.
Thank you for that. Yeah, so I'm MacGyver, apparently.
One time I went to, Theo Epstein has that Cubs fundraiser at the Metro.
Where he plays?
Hot stove, cool music.
Yeah. So we're there. Eddie Vedder plays.
Yeah, awesome.
Peter Gammons is normally
Peter
there.
Peter Gammons. I get invited to the after party in Eddie Vedder's. He's like playing at his hotel for like a certain number of people. I got an invite because someone else I know is way cooler than I am. But I'm like, all right,
most
let's
people.
Go. So I'm there with one of my best friends, and she's like, I don't feel well. She's like, but this is a really big deal. I'll go. And so we're going, and all of a sudden she's like, you got to stop the cab.
Oh, no.
And it was her birthday weekend, and her parents had gotten us like this really great hotel room.
Ah, dear God.
So it's not
you
like
know what?
I
sometimes
could like drop
feel fine,
her off.
And then you get in a moving vehicle, and you're like, whoa, what happened?
Yeah, the world starts going by pretty fast.
Slow down, man. It's like, I'm not even driving.
Every time I bring up the fact that she prevented me from going to this party, she's like, somebody slipped me.
Oh, so you didn't even get there to the party.
No.
Oh, you leave your friend behind. fine. Yeah. And you go.
You chop her off and you go.
You yeah. say, yeah.
Figure
off and go. It
you say, good luck.
To leave her in a hotel by herself while she's throwing up, I wouldn't do that.
No, you put a garbage can next to her. She made her bed.
She's probably thrown up before.
Yeah.
Yes.
She knows hey, what she's
seen,
doing.
I've better seen her puker. Throw up before, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to leave her.
So this girl, I hope she like did like took you out for dinner or spoiled you with something. I mean, come on.
Well, she claims that she must have been roofied because she couldn't believe she threw up.
Hot Stove Cruel Music. It's sponsored a couple times, I think, by Tito's. I don't know if it still is.
Oh, yeah.
But she is the second person who claims, we have a friend who had quite a night at Hot Stove Cruel Music once.
Oh, my gosh.
And, I think those people that bought me that drinks put something in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, alcohol is what they put in it, buddy.
Oh, I forgot
double
about
shot
that.
Of vodka.
Right.
So two people have gone and claimed. And let's be perfectly clear, Hot Stove Cool Music, awesome event.
And nobody was
great
roofied.
Great fundraiser. Nobody was roofied at all.
They always
just
have
overdid
the best
it.
Music.
Yeah, they had amazing bands.
I mean, how cool is that? You can see Theo and all those guys up on the stage together.
Dude, Casper. Awesome. Casper's great.
Was it 2 years ago, I think, I went?
Did you go when Twin Peaks played?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
That was
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. That's a great show.
I feel like people didn't appreciate Twin Peaks.
Twin
the
Peaks,
Rolling
I,
Stones.
My buddies are big
future.
In them.
Yeah. They're awesome. Awesome.
They're Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. No, that's a great event. I didn't get roofied. Damn it.
I always feel like a nobody. I feel like I should have been
God.
A roofie.
Nobody yeah. ever wants to roofie me.
Nobody ever wants.
Somebody roofie me, man.
I've always wanted to roofie myself.
See what I know,
just
too.
To see like what happens. But yeah. I've heard The Hangover supposedly is like
pretty
the ultimate.
Bad.
Like supposedly like
worse than 10 Jägermeisters?
Yes. I've heard it's the worst thing ever.
You guys should all roofie each other and then do the podcast.
That's oh, incredible.
I think that's a bad idea.
We shouldn't kid about roofing. Don't roofie people.
I think if I did it, I'd go to my parents' house and be like, okay, can just leave me in this room.
That's no, the worst, though.
Questions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Then they get all the information out from you. And who knows what you do in front of them. I mean, roofies, I don't know. Making crazy stuff. You don't want parents to see
right.
that.
I've changed my mind.
Yeah.
All right. I'm out on roofies too. Right, I don't want to get roofied.
You three do it, and then
we can report back.
Yeah. Well, we'll hear it when we just listen to who would right. listen. Oh, yeah. Who would there listen to a podcast if that's what you're promoting? We drugged each other and then did a podcast. Here's the episode. Listen on iTunes, Google Play, and WGenRadio.com.
I mean, that's gold. I'd listen.
Okay, maybe let's dial it back. Maybe just like eat a gummy or something. maybe we should go all the way to the extreme, like a roofie.
I mean,
a gummy or like a weed cookie, and then we'll start small.
I feel like that's been done on WGN before.
Yeah, but it's never been acknowledged, probably.
Oh yeah, well that
might be a
that
story
gummies
there.
Were in fact consumed before. I'm kidding. Nobody would ever do that.
No. Boy, I hate to. Go to question two now, because it's kind of
a downer.
Yeah, it is kind of a downer.
What do we got?
Does divorce run in the family? There was a study that's done that says that essentially children of divorce end up getting divorced more often than not, which I think makes sense. But they say that it's a number of different reasons why, not so much. It's not like a genetic thing or something.
No, it
like
is
that.
Genetic.
Yeah, not, yeah. They're
the study,
saying
it
that
is genetic.
No,
their
specifically.
Level of impulsivity is higher. And
no.
their level of
to be clear, this does not mean.
But don't they always say that? Like, if you had a dad who was a really crappy dad, if you're a female, you may have then like commitment issues, and then if you're a guy and saw it, you might be an asshole to your future spouse as well, and vice versa. If a bad
that,
mom,
well, yeah.
I mean, don't you sort of kind that's, of that's don't you at least try to like mirror? Like for me, no, doesn't run in my family at all. My parents have been married for over 40 years. They have 4 kids, 3 grandkids, happily married, fully in love. So yeah, I would love that, you know. But what if it was the complete opposite? Because that's
right.
like that's the dream so many people have 40 freaking years
yeah.
and still going strong. Mm-hmm. So to me, I saw it with my own 2 eyes. I saw them be great parents. I saw them now be great grandparents. I saw them like each other, you know, and actually enjoy being married. So I could see that though. Like if you did come from a really broken, I'm sure I don't want to speak for anybody, but I'm sure that would factor into like your way of viewing relationships or marriage
sure.
or family.
I don't know how it couldn't impact. I came from a similar situation. My parents have been they're going to be married 50 years in February.
Wow.
And the same thing.
But yeah, but I came from that same situation.
Right.
And then I married someone and he came from divorced parents. And we talked about it before we got married. And he's like, listen, I'm like one and done. I am not putting children through what I went through. I am,
oops.
If we get married.
Wow.
If we get married, like this is forever. Like you better make sure this is.
Wait, can I ask how long it lasted?
6 years. It's a marriage. We were together like 9 years.
Wow.
But he had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What's a lot?
See, I need to catch up. I need to binge listen to the podcast. Yeah.
Who doesn't have a girlfriend, really?
Wait, like, so he had a girlfriend the whole time?
No, he had a girlfriend like the last year of our marriage. Oh. I didn't know, though. I mean, I knew her, but I was like, oh, holy, she's such a nice...
You knew her?
She'd come for dinner. She'd babysit. She was young.
What? Now you hear when people like so now spouses I'm, killing each other. You kind of get it. I mean, that's crazy.
So now I'm... I know. I used to like to watch that Snap TV show.
Well, how nuts did you go? Like a chair through a window? Did you key his car? Did you... Probably things you shouldn't admit to even if you did do it. But like, what I mean, that's got to be devastating.
I didn't do anything that bad except I did do something. Like as I was packing up the kids and getting out of town... I may have done something really awful with his toothbrush.
Oh, my God. No. Just kidding.
Well, I mean, but you also have two girls.
Yes. And so now I'm worried about them. Like, oh, yeah. Great. Now that I'm divorced, they'll get divorced. But we've talked about it before.
Wait, what are some of the things you tell them? Or do they ask questions?
They always ask questions. They have no idea why we got divorced. I'm like, you know what? It just didn't work out. You know, sometimes...
Well, how old are they?
10 and 12.
So when are you ever going to, like, tell them?
I am not going to tell
them. They're actually big fans of the show, so they're well aware.
No, they never. They are not allowed to listen.
This lives on the internet forever.
They don't know. I am not going to tell them. He did this whole big thing one summer. He was going to tell them the whole story. And so they call me, and they're like, yeah, he told us.
Really?
And I was like...
And it's like a complete opposite version. Well, your mother was horrible to me. And I had to get out of that relationship. God help you. She had a boyfriend and a girlfriend. It was nuts.
I said, do you want to talk about your feelings at all? And they're like, no. You know, he said you guys just fought all the time, and it just wasn't a healthy relationship to raise you guys in. And I was like, what?
And you're like, okay, girls, gather around the fire here for a story.
Did you try to tell them?
No, in fact, I kind of yelped. I was like, what? Like that.
At some point, don't you think you're going to tell them? Like when they're like, oh, like 10 years from now, you're sharing a bottle of wine with your daughters and it's wine night, so maybe spill the beans a little bit.
The problem is that they adore him.
Oh.
So
you don't want to deflate, you know, pop the balloon.
Like it's this weighing of like, you know, sure, I want them to know that I'm really the greatest mom ever and sacrificed everything for them, but... I don't want them to... I want them to have a positive view of their dad, and I don't want them to suddenly have, like, less self-worth thinking, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll find out eventually. It just naturally will come out.
I would think so. Do you think you'll talk to them about... obviously, your parents are still together and...
Well, and they're around lots of positive relationships.
Your brother.
Yeah.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They've been divorced twice.
Sorry. Well, one of them, the other one's divorced too. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's been divorced a couple times. Like some of our friends that live right by me, like those dads sometimes jump in for ballet class pickup or something if I'm in a bind or whatever. But they have lots of really good role models to look at. And I've talked to them that, you know, divorce is like last resort, things like that. I think I'll be a lot more... like hands-on, like talking to them before they get married, like, all right, listen, here's the real deal. Right. Like,
Kevin, do you have any... I know your friends are just starting to get married. Have you had any divorces in your friends or friends' families?
You know what? There was one, but like not a very close friend. I don't know the whole story, but it was like very brief. I think it was like less than a year. Ooh. So obviously that's a crazy, like, extreme situation.
Did people see it coming?
I don't know. I just remember hearing it. Like, did you hear so-and-so was done after like a year or something? And I'm like, holy crap. But honestly, like the relationships that are all my buddies who are like married already have great relationships. And I don't know if it's because of this whole waiting thing or like I don't know. I feel like for a lot of people too, I mean, there's like the stereotypical thing for guys. It's like, well, I don't want to be tied down to one girl. You know, I want to like live my free life. So like I think for guys, if you do be a dumbass for your whole 20s and do whatever the hell you want, you're kind of like, okay, I did it. Really probably wasn't as fun as I thought it would be. It's in the rearview mirror. Now I could just focus on something. Where like maybe if a guy got married early, he was like, it's stereotypical crap, but if a guy got married so early, I was like, damn, man, I could have been with so many different girls and lived my life in a single and go out and get crazy. Like, so when you actually just do it, and that it's like in the rearview mirror, you know, right. That's like a chunk of your life, like in the books, rather than get married and like, shit, now I'm missing out on certain things, right. You know? Maybe. I guess that's the way I'm thinking.
Do you think the divorce rate, obviously it's gone up while we were growing up. Yeah. Do you think that has impacted your generation more, or do you think that's all bullshit?
That's a good question. I feel like people who are cynical love to cite the divorce rate. You know, like people who have commitment issues or maybe had a bad breakup or something. Well, yeah, 50% of marriages fail. Like, people love to point that out when they are cynical about marriages or relationships and things like that. So maybe we were just very aware that, wow, mommy and daddy aren't going to be together forever. You know, because people always reminded you, yeah, well, you know, 50%. It's like, mm-hmm. Okay, whatever. You know, who knows if these stats even real anyways. But so I don't know. Maybe that's like... maybe that just factored like how this all played out, I guess, a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. People were like, well, I don't want to be part of 50% of people who got divorced. You know?
Making better decisions later maybe. In life because they saw it.
Maybe. I don't know. It's a good question. But maybe like acknowledging the fact that there are a lot of marriages that don't work out. Maybe that just makes us adjust the way we think about relationships or the way we approach relationships or the way we approach marriage. Could. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to being your fake mom, I want you to know that, you know, even though you're looking at your friends saying they have the perfect marriage, everyone thinks that, like...
Well, I'm not saying they have a perfect, from what I've noticed. That's a good point, though. You
like, everyone's
know.
Like, oh my gosh, I thought you had the perfect, you know. You yeah. think that of people's marriages because you usually don't... tell you like, oh well,
right. I mean,
it's not to know how awful it is.
You guys are always like with Beth and I, right? But you know, right. She hits me and like, you guys don't even know that,
screaming at you all day long.
No, she doesn't do that. She doesn't hit me either. It's perfect.
It's perfect. Well, that's a good point though. I mean, people aren't going to just openly be screaming at each other in public or anything like that. I remember like really good friends parents got divorced and like we were so close and I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I thought they were so happy, blah blah blah. You just never know.
Oh, you never know what's going on behind closed doors,
right?
That's for sure.
What I thought was interesting, back to the question, what I thought was interesting, and maybe I need to keep reading in terms of what actually the cause of it is, but they did all these studies. Adopted kids' divorce patterns tended to resemble those of their biological parents. They were completely unrelated to their adoptive parents. Huh. In other words, it was only when the people's biological parents got divorced that they themselves were more likely to get divorced. So it seems like,
But how could they link like, that if so many people don't even know what their biological parents are?
They did like a 30-year study.
Really?
Yeah. So I feel like, I mean, if it's not quote-unquote genetic, maybe I need to read the further, but I mean...
Well, no, what it said was, and this is what I started saying, was to be clear, this does not mean that some of us are carrying a so-called divorce gene that destroys marriages. That's not what anyone is arguing. Instead, what researchers believe is going on is a specific set of personality traits, which would be
genetic.
Well, which would be yeah, but it's also what you see though too. So
but,
just tell me.
But
what
I was going to say that like there are some people who truly believe, and whether they believe it because of something that happened earlier in their life or a horrible thing with relationship or whatever it may be, but like I had sort of dated someone once and it was a good thing, but they were like, I've never wanted to be married. I probably don't want to have kids, period, end of story. I don't care how much we love hanging out and how great it is. So some people make up their mind whether it is something you're just kind of born with or if it because, I don't know, maybe her parents had a horrible relationship. You don't know. So I don't know if it was nature or nurture like you guys were talking about.
But some people knew what you wanted, though, too.
Yeah, I'll give her credit for that. Yeah. But some people are so, like, thick-skulled, they will not butt. Like, no. Not getting married.
So here's a paragraph from the article. Together, what all three of these tests tell us is that divorce seems to be hereditary to some extent. Researchers consistently found that the people's odds of divorce were linked to those of their biological, not adoptive, relatives. So the personality traits are being passed down biologically that are maybe leading to the divorce. So it's more of a nature than a nurture.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's
okay.
More nature than nurture.
Allison, you were about to say something.
Well, I was going to tell you, one of my best girlfriends, she is currently dating a guy, and she keeps telling him, like, I don't want to get married. I don't want to have kids. And they're still dating. So yeah.
If I was that guy, I would get out. Because then you start to like the person, and you're like, damn it.
Well, yeah. And she's like, if that's what you want, we have to end this.
I know, but
and
then like things are going well, and you're like, wait, maybe you'll change your mind.
Two nights ago, he's like, are you still thinking you don't want to have kids?
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm not still thinking. Yeah, like, I don't want to have kids.
I know for a fact.
He should abort mission. I've been through that before.
Yeah, I would definitely get out. Kevin, I can't thank you enough.
He's pointing at the clock. We're done? What the hell? I'm just getting started here.
I know. We'll have you back. How about that?
All right, done. Sounds good.
Kevin, when can people hear you on the radio?
I do sports updates on the Rokan Show, 3 to 7, Monday through Friday, and just all around the sports scene, popping in here and there. And
when the boss asks you to come cover sports?
You say yes. Why can I say yes? Because I'm not in a relationship.
There we go. All right, for
Full
Allison,
circle,
it's good for your career.
For Allison and Tom, I am Eric Rung. This has been Single, Married, Divorced. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week, everyone.